Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I didn't get your calling number.
Oh, the destiny is greatness, people. Why? Because God did it. I don't know. What's going on, people? What's going on? Good morning! Woo! That's right, baby. We are back. It is Who We Got Wednesday, and we are ready to go today, baby. B. Yo, what's going on with your boy? Hey, E, I don't know what happened. Our anthem didn't play this morning. I kind of halfway did it myself, and I just realized it wouldn't be halfway as good, so I just went into this
morning.
Wow. I was completely caught off guard. Yeah, Blog Talk, sometimes they just do whatever they want to do. I'm convinced.
Wow. Well, is it too late?
Our
destiny is greatness, people. Why?
Because God did it.
Come on with it.
Talk to him.
Hey, Nick and E in the building.
You know why they yawning?
Yawning.
Talk to him.
Come on, E.
Get them out the way.
Come on.
Ain't got way about that.
We loosen the roof, baby.
Story.
It's happening. Colossal!
Our
destiny is greatness. Talk to him. Now, see, that's much better. They ain't getting the yell twice.
No, not at all. I was gonna tell you, we can suffice with the first yell. That's just fine. I'm glad to be here, baby. I'm ready to go. I don't know what happened there. We're just gonna move on. Usually, it plays automatically, but I pushed the button this time. It's the website's out to get us again.
Yeah, they do whatever they want to do, but it's okay because you can't steal our joy. You see what I did there?
look at you segueing and and giving out topics, sir. And everything. Joy Unlimited, people. Well, is that possible? Anyway, we'll find out. Joy Unlimited, we're talking about joy, we're talking about kindness, we're talking about energy. We are going to have a fantastic episode this morning, and it is going to be poignant. You know what I'm saying? We have the perfect special guest for you, and I'm excited because it's been a while since Nick and I have talked to one of our favorite people.
Oh, yeah. I'm extremely excited for that reason by itself. The rest of the stuff, good. I'm glad, but I miss me some Miss Kayla. We've been Facebooking back and forth, commenting, and tagging, but it's good to hear her voice when she finally comes on the air. So yeah, go ahead, bro. Oh wait, did I tell him? I'm sorry, bro. I didn't mean.
I was just yeah. You did it. It's all right.
Clearly, I'm excited. Well, anyway, bro, lest we bore them anymore, man. Who we got this morning for Who We Got Wednesday?
Well, I guess it's such a mystery, but she's been in radio for over 12 years. You know her primarily from 103.9 FM at Radio 1 Philadelphia, where she spent 7 years. Miss Kayla Moses Baxter. She's been a radio personality, a programmer. She co-hosts a show with her husband, another radio vet, who is a part of 1300 WIMG, the Stellar Award-winning radio station. Mr. Brother Craze, my man, and that's her popular new show, which is a must-listen for the whole family, all right? A praise party like you've never heard before. Those Baxters, which is on Look Up Radio, Monday nights from 7 to 9 and Saturdays from 4 to 6 on Rejoice Musical Soul Food Network. And here she is, Miss Kayla. How you feeling, Miss Kayla?
Miss Kayla.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Miss Kayla?
I am so excited. Like, I'm really excited. I love you guys. I'm so happy to talk to you. And you have me blushing with all the wonderful things that you said about me. And it's just a blessing. You guys have always been such a blessing. So I'm really geeked this morning.
Right. That's how you know. That's how you know that spirit is really consistent and permanent. When it's just there when you wake up, you just wake up and it's there. You're ready to go. That's
amen.
It's funny. I mean, we say a bunch of nice things, and like you said, we all have, me and Nick especially, you have great things to say about you. And it feels to us like it's necessary, like it's a reciprocation, because you've been nothing but the best to Nick and myself. Mm-hmm. And when you think about people like Miss Kayla, you're just like one of those names that you say, and you're just happy that you know her, because whenever you can say her name to somebody, it always brings a smile to their face. And they're like, Miss Kayla. And I'm like, you know Miss Kayla. And it's good. So, I mean, we just want to be like Miss Kayla. I know you're going to say.
It's like a Kayla party. It's like a Miss Kayla party. It's like, you know Miss Kayla. I know Miss Kayla, too. Oh, my God, Miss Kayla.
Yay. Right. Praise God.
Now, how's everything today, this week, this month, this year? How's everything?
Well, we know
you got things going on, but beyond that.
Yeah. You know, things are good, and we've been working hard this year. Right now, our kids are in camp, so I'm going to get them up soon. But they're both in camp, so we're at home doing radio things and doing radio stuff and working on the radio ministry, and that takes quite a bit of time. Last summer, we stayed home as well and didn't work other jobs, which sometimes can be difficult, especially when you're starting out. And I have so many stories to tell.
Right. Oh yeah. Most of that. We're gonna get to all that, especially the family aspect of what you do. However, we'll start by sticking with this energy. Now, like I said, we want to be like Miss Kayla. And what I mean by that is, and I know you're going to say Jesus, but what is the secret? What's the key to Miss Kayla's kindness? You know, I'll never forget how we met at the event in Triumph Baptist Church's parking lot. And they're like, that's Miss Kayla from 103.9. And I'm like, introduce myself, give this whole formal introduction. I'm still going to Hampton at the time. And I'm trying to learn from you as radio is concerned, because, you know, I want to do radio and you bring me into the radio station. And I just can't imagine that you would have any enemies, which I know everyone does. But
right.
if you did, I know you'd kill them with kindness, because your kindness kills me sometimes. I'm like, Jesus, she's so great. And like, what if someone asks you, what's your key to killing the world with kindness, or what's your secret to joy unlimited? What say you?
I'm an encourager, so I know that's who I am, and because I know that's who I am, and it really makes me happy to encourage people, like, that's what I do, and that's who I am, and that's how God made me to be. So it's like to be able to smile or get joy from seeing other people encouraged or seeing them happy. Like, it really does bring me joy. So why not do the things that make you happy? And yeah, that I know that's a simple answer, but
yeah, no,
I found
no, yeah.
out like
I mean, hey.
Yeah, my gifts are who I am, and that's who. Yeah, so I walk in that, and I like to be happy. So that's what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's nice.
And yes, Jesus, ha ha.
and Jesus, it's not easy to be good at that. That's something that you're good at being, an encourager, a bucket filler, as the kids like to say.
Yeah. Well, that's who he made me. That's yeah. like even when I was young, like that's who he, that's how he made me. So, yeah, when I can't, well, I can't even say when I can't be that. Like even when people are not kind or it's like I want to find the root of why they're not kind and encourage them to be better.
Right,
that's
fun. Right. Nice. That's a ridiculously phenomenal commodity that that few of us can capture. The way that you capture it, but I mean, we all try. We all say, you know, we want to be Christ-like, we want to be joyful, we want to be happy, and what's the use of being a Christian if we're not nice to people who aren't nice to us? Because after all, you can't just be nice to the people who like you. But how many of us really, really, with authenticity and sincerity, constantly practice that? How many of us really embody that? Not a great number. Not a great number. Although we try, and although we know that that's what we're supposed to do, but that's so that's great.
Okay. Yeah, it's certainly a commitment. I was over here responding to all of that and wondering why nobody was acknowledging me, and I realized my phone was on mute. So I guess I wasn't supposed to say nothing in the first place. I'm going to move on. I'm not going to say what I said because it's bad timing now. Okay. So I know one of the topics that we obviously are speaking to and will continue to speak to today focuses around, you know, your infectious attitude. And you've obviously delineated how different you are from many people, just from a commitment to, you know, kind of finding that negative trait in a person, or what's making them sad, or what's making them, you know, upset all the time, and kind of digging that out and getting to the root. Your attitude is extremely positive. You're obviously full of joy. I love it. He loves it. The world loves it. But this isn't the case for everybody. You know,
right.
As we mentioned, a lot of people are angry. They're sad worse. And it's all the time. And seeing that not just these positive attitudes are infectious, how does someone train themselves to be immune to the negativity, the negative attitudes around them, and how have you maintained or even grown this immunity over these past 12 years in radio? I'm sure it's been more than that, and just over the course of your life.
Sometimes I do this little thing where I just like, okay, when you speak to someone in the morning, this used to upset me. I would speak, not even in the morning, but you speak to people, right, and they don't say hello.
Right. you
ain't the only one.
It would bother me. However,
it takes me off.
I will say hello back to myself and keep it moving, because it would it would really bother me like that. When I was in undergraduate school, so acting was my major, right? So my background is in acting, and I was at Temple University, and I was one of few. It was about 7 black people in the theater department at that time. They have so many now, but back when I was in undergrad. So I was new to the theater department. I can't say it was because I was black, but I was just new to the theater department. And sometimes in those, when people have big cliques somewhere, no matter where you are, it's like, you know, if you're not a part of that clique and people think they're elite, you know, they're not going to speak to you. So it was like one of those deals. So I'm at the theater department. I would speak to everybody. I'm new. By then, I was a junior because I had finally decided I would take a major in what I wanted to do with life. So I'm walking past, talking to people. Nobody spoke to me, like nobody. And I'm like, hi, how you doing? They would like basically look at me up and down and turn and continue to talk with their friend. And I'm like, yo, you must be kidding me. You must be. And these were like, to be freshmen or sophomore, whatever. You must be like, nobody's going to speak to me. Oh, word. So we had this class, and it was called it was like this class called Theater 100 or something, and it was the whole theater department, people that were new to the theater department and in this class, because it was a prerequisite that was in this class, got to do a performance piece. So we got to make up whatever we wanted. So I made up this piece called Am I Invisible? And it was my turn to act, and I'm in front of the entire theater department, and I'm like, hello. So I just, you know, talk to the audience, and I'm like, hello. And they think, like, you know, it's my monologue, and nobody says anything. And I'm like, no, for real, hello. And everybody's like, like a couple people are like, hello. And I said, no, for real, hello. And everybody's like, hello, like in the theater. They're like, hello. I'm like, don't speak to me now. What happened the first time I spoke to you? I would walk around to the university and blah, blah, blah. And after that, everybody clapped, and they're like, oh, my goodness, that was so amazing. Everybody's like, hello. Hi, Kayla. Hello. Hello. Like, so after that, instead of being upset every time that happened, I let my art work for me, and I mean, I guess in some ways I probably stored all inside, because I did go off on them when I had the opportunity to, but
right.
I did it in a way that was, I mean, part of it was, I guess part of it was funny as well, and it gave me an opportunity to address everyone at the same time. Like, I mean, they were laughing and, you know, saying hello at the same time, and they thought it was great. But what it did was I found my voice through that. And it didn't matter to me anymore. And maybe, I don't know if years before that it always mattered to me. But if someone doesn't do those things, and those are little irritating things that happen. So you hold the door for somebody and they don't say thank you. You know?
Yeah.
Oh,
those are probably little things, but to just, you know,
right.
You never know what a person is going through. The main thing that upsets people in the world are other people, things that
right.
other people do to you. You know, they may do or, but you never know why. My sister-in-law, so when me and my husband got married, we only knew each other. We were in a play together for 4 weeks. I mean, sorry, not 4 weeks. Four months we were in this play together. That's how I met him. And we got married 6 months later. So we didn't know each other very well. And his family didn't like me. My family didn't like him. But we were getting married anyway because God said so. Like, God told me, God told him.
That's
and
right.
When I met his sister, she loves me now, thank God. Like, the whole family loves me now. But she didn't like me.
I bet.
And she wasn't speaking to me. Like, I would be in the house, and she would not speak to me. Like, at his mama's house. And she would look me up and down and be like, However, everybody loved her. Like, she has so many friends. So many people that loved her. I was like, yo, she has to be kind.
A good
person. Like, she has to be
yeah.
a good person because people, this many people aren't going to love you. She was younger than me. So, like, I was, you know, like 10 years older than her. So, you know, me being 10 years older and have this young woman who's just hating on me because she don't know me.
Right.
It was like, I decided that she doesn't like me, not because of me, but because of her, and
right.
that everybody loved her, so she must be a good person. So to look for whatever that is and say, you know, what is making this woman, like, not take it personal, and what's making this young woman feel this way, which in the end had nothing to do with me, and she liked his old girlfriend, like just something like that, and I had to decide that not to take it personal, and there is good in everyone, and to search for what that is, and we're, of course, really good friends now, but I didn't take that home with me and hold that bitterness because this woman wouldn't speak to me. I just let it be what it was, prayed about it, and, like, still said hi every time I saw her.
Yeah. So,
what a great
display that boldness. Sorry, go ahead, E.
Yeah. That's just a great message in Miss Kayla terms and in Miss Kayla delivery. The message itself with each story that you just gave is so good. The performance class I really like too, because it's the way I saw the performance class is that they didn't give your personality a shot. You know, you don't know, just like you said about your your in-law, you know, like there's so much good in her, you know, it's there and you wanted to give it a shot, but she didn't care to display it. And I feel like it was the opposite with the performance class. There's so much good in you that you wanted to display, but they didn't want you to display it. So now that you're in front of the class, it's your chance to throw your personality at them, and you're going to take it whether you want it or not. And so now you know who I am because I forced it on you. And of course you're going to speak now because you know how good of a person I am. But that was intense that you kind of honed, you know, that feeling, and you kind of snowballed it into that one performance that you gave. I know I remember Minister Taya Smith from Triumph. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she would always say, you know, are you going to be the thermostat or the thermometer? You know, are you going to set the temperature, or are you going to let people set your temperature? But that was your refusal to allow them to set your temperature. You said, no, I'm going to set the temperature here. I'm going to force my energy into this room. But that was amazing. And
you know,
it's funny. Go ahead.
Now, I was going to say also for the people at the people in the theater department then, I wasn't significant enough for them to speak to me in their eyes.
Right.
And that happens a lot in life. Like, it still happens to me now. You know, for some people, they may think that I may be important to them. To other people in the rest of the world, I'm not Steve Harvey. You know what I'm saying? I'm not someone who they view as important. So people will always look at different people and say, oh, they're not important, especially in the entertainment world. Like, I'll get that often, but I have to be secure. Yeah, like, I have to be secure with who I am and know that God has given me a gift. And regardless of what you think, I'm going to practice. Like, I have to know that my how I see myself, you know, is through God's eyes. And I think that's a really that is something that we have to learn to carry with us. And I had to learn to carry it because I didn't always. And when you carry that with you and know who you are to God and know your value, then you have reason to smile no matter how anybody makes you feel. Because in one group of people, you may be important. In another group of people, regardless what you do, you may not be important to them until you got a lot of money. You know, I'm rich.
That's right.
In the gifts that God gave me. I may not have a lot of money yet, but I'm rich with the gifts that he gave me. So I am valuable even if I'm driving my hoopty. Like, I'm valuable.
Yeah.
So you have to know that that's something that you have to learn. And when you can walk in that, there's a reason to be happy. But it took me a long time to learn that. So,
And one of the things you said that I really like about your attitude is that you gotta know who you are, and that's not, you know, that's not even just the words of Miss Kayla, but that's biblical. You know, if you kill people with kindness and you be unapologetically you, you know, they'll start to see not only your value, but theirs, because typically when you have an attitude that is negative all the time and that's bad and sad all the time, you don't appreciate your own self. You don't appreciate your own value, and that's really the denominator. That's really the area that needs fixing, and that will ultimately drive you to have joy and happiness because, you know, the joy that you got, other people can't take from you anyway. But I'm not going to preach. I'm not going to preach. I promise I ain't going to preach.
But that's who you are.
This joy topic will get me hooping on this American in the moment. So let's go start. Listen, it's time. We're gonna move on because we coming down to the end here. So listen, Miss Kayla, we kind of spoke to it at the beginning of the show about some of the things, amazing accomplishments that you've been able to achieve. You've been featured in the Philadelphia Tribune. You successfully hosted Philadelphia's Inspiration Station, which is 103.9, and you currently host, along with your brother, your husband, Brother Craze, love Brother Craze, your own radio show. It's Monday and Saturday. It's clear, you know, about your success. But what I want to know is, can you give us the details on how you've done it for so long? You know, what's your secret?
Sure.
What can you tell our listeners about the keys to longevity and excellence?
Amen. So, of course, the first answer is Jesus. But let me tell you how. You got to be obedient. So this is the thing. So a year and a half ago, I left Radio One. I left Praise. Because God told me to move. And it was not easy. Like, it was not easy. I cried through it. People don't usually leave jobs like that because that's the job that everybody wants to get to. I was aware of this. I knew it. But I also knew that it was a part of my journey. Listening and being obedient to God is that's the best thing, of course, you could ever do because he knows your path. So when it was time, when he said it was time to move, and actually I asked him, like I talked to him about it. Like I wanted to do this incredible new sound of gospel. I remember seeing there's an artist that we know, Uncle Reese, that we're really good friends with now. And I remember seeing him at Inspiration and Music Conference, and he's on stage. No one, barely anyone's playing his music, and he's ministering. The young people are really enjoying him, and I'm like, this is so necessary. I'm enjoying him. Like, he is really crying out to God, has a heart for God. Like, he loves God, but this gift that he was given, nobody's playing this music. So I'm bawling, like crying while I'm looking at this man, and I'm like, Lord, when? And he tells me to be patient because I had written like my resignation letter just because I was uncomfortable. Like, I knew it wasn't where I was supposed to be anymore. I knew I was uncomfortable, but God said, be patient. He made me wait a whole year. Like, he made me wait a whole year. But like Gideon, I asked for three different, like I asked him to let me know when. I asked him for signs, like, let me know. When can you do? And I was specific. Can you?
Yeah.
When is time to go? Can you have somebody call me at the radio station and ask me how long I've been there? Like, I believe I have a childlike faith. I believe if it happened in the Bible, yo, it can happen to me. Like,
that's right.
God is no respecter of persons. Like, yo, I believe.
Amen. Amen to that. Amen to that.
So he did. Like, he really did. Just what he said. And that on my last day there, like, I waited. He told me, I was at a meeting. He told me it was time to leave. And I got on the elevator. I didn't tell him right then. Like, I wasn't like, I'm leaving. Because, you know, you got to do things correctly. I got on the elevator. I'm crying out to God. And he's like, I said, Lord, what do you, like, is this you? You know, what? I'm crying out, Lord, let me know. Is it time? Is it time? Of course, I already heard him, but this is my first experience with this. I'm like, is it time? Is it time? And I get off the elevator. I go. Juwan picks me up. I go in the car. He's like, a friend of ours, a pastor, called. And he's like, he said, read Exodus 14. And that's about the Hebrew Israelites crying out to Moses, talking about why did you bring us out here when they're about to cross the Red Sea? Why you bring us out here? And then Moses is like, he goes to God, and he starts crying out to God. And God says, why are you crying out to me? I told you to move. So this was, you know, I'm crying out to God on the elevator. He says, move. He says, like, this is what I was just talking to him about. So this was thing number one. Wait, do y'all have time? Because I could talk. We had the end
of the show. We got about 5 more minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
Good question.
So I'm at home. So that was the first thing. God told me to move. The next day, early in the morning, it's 6:30 in the morning, and I'm downstairs, and I'm talking to God, and I'm still crying. Lord, let me know. Is it you? Let me know. So God says, I hear in my spirit, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding and all your ways acknowledge him. He will make your path straight. I'm saying it back and forth, running back and forth downstairs. I go upstairs. Joanne is awake. He's listening to a message on his phone. The pastor says, today's Bible verse is trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Same Bible verse.
Of course.
I'm like, all right, Jesus. Today is the day. So I rewrite my resignation letter, take it up there. They are shocked. They're like, huh? What? You're leaving? I'm like, why? Because God told me to move. God said it was time. He said it was time. And the last thing I told you about, I asked the Lord to have this girl, I'm not girl, but have someone call me and say this. I was, you know, it was 2 weeks. Also, I didn't tell anyone. Except for my husband knew. I didn't tell my parents even because they would have tried to talk me out of it because they want what's best for me. And other people don't always have the same faith that you have. So that's important.
Yeah.
You can't tell everybody what Jesus tells you. You just got to be obedient and do it. So that's a message for everybody. If God told you to do it, you don't have to ask anybody for permission. You do it. So anyway, my last day there, I get this phone call, and this girl's like, Miss Kayla, I've been looking for you. Where you been? Oh, my goodness. And I'm like, yeah, I'm here now. I'm on Sunday night. She's like, Miss Kayla, how long you been at Praise 103.9? Nobody has ever called, asked me that question ever in my life. They were like, I want to play this song for me or whatever. I said, Lord, thank you, because that confirmed it. And also let me know, like any time that I felt weak afterwards, like, why did I do that? I remember what God did. So, and after that, 7 weeks later, like 2 weeks later, we were on Look Up Radio with our own show. 7 weeks later, God said, be prepared. We went to the Stellars, had our website, had our air check, which is like a demo of your show, had all of that. Met the people from the syndicated station. They said, we don't usually have an opening, but we do now, and we have one for you. Put us on air, and we're syndicated on 35 AM and FM stations across the United States 7 weeks later because I was obedient to God. Through his grace and mercy, you have to listen to what God says to do. But I'll tell you what, the next time God asked me to do something, like I'm not going to be able to ask for three things like Gideon. He's going to expect my faith to grow so that the next time he tells me to do something, I'm just going to do it because he said so, not because I need proof. So that's my story.
Nice. No, that's fantastic. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's the perfect way to end. It's the perfect way to end the show.
Wow.
Man, and God needs that void so he can fill it. I mean, that is, that's amazing.
Yeah, but I say, God, use me. Like I tell him all the time, I'm available, use me. And that's all he's looking for, people who are available and will listen to him. It doesn't matter what you, I didn't even know gospel music when I started at Praise. I didn't listen to gospel music, but God chose me. And I had to accept that too. He chose you. Whatever it is that's, you know, your purpose, God chose you. Just do it. It don't matter. I don't have no credentials. I ministered the first time this year. Like, I didn't have any credentials, but God, I said, God, you could use me. He said, yes, so I trusted him to give me the word, and he does it. We got to trust him.
That's it. just pure trust. That's all that's necessary. Just trust him and get yourself prepared and perform. Let him use you. That's all you've got to do, and that's all he expects. God did it.
Y'all got me hyped.
God did it, Ms. Taylor. God did it.
Yeah.
You got us hyped.
I'm about ready to attack this day today. You understand me?
Me too.
That's it. Ms. Kayla, listen, you've given us everything that we expected and more out of this time, and we really, really appreciate you times 10, not for the show, but for being you and for being you for us, to Nick and myself. We thank you so much. We thank you so much, Ms. Kayla.
I love y'all. Thank you. I love you.
Yeah, I love you, too. We appreciate
love,
you. You have a good
We love you,
one.
Too. We love you, too. All right, come on, bro.
Hey, listen, all this that we gave y'all from this show, we would like for y'all to also get that your destiny, that Eric's destiny, my destiny, that our destiny is greatness, but it's not because of you, it's not because of E, it's not because of me. Our destiny is greatness. Why, E? Come on, brother, give it to him.
Because God did it.
That's right. Our destiny is greatness because God did it. I'll holler at y'all
God
next
did
week.
It. Boy, Miss Kayla. See, ain't she blessed? Oh, my God. Fantastic episode. We'll see y'all next week.